Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
Yes, indeed, it's Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Joining me in the studio as part of our Brentwood in Business month is Jackie Wells from Brentwood Bygles. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good, thanks for joining us. Now, before we say it wrong anymore, it's Bygles, not bagels, is that right?
It is, it's Bygles, yeah.
Bygles.
Yeah.
Can you tell us the difference? Is there a difference?
Yeah, it's the way they're cooked, the ingredients. Yeah, the ingredients, the way they're cooked, they're boiled rather than baked. And
oh, right.
Yeah, they're completely different to a bagel.
I got you. Completely different. See, I always thought they were the same, just a different way of saying the same word.
No, they're different.
So uneducated here. Unbelievable, unbelievable. So we were talking off air, you've got a passion for the bagel.
I do indeed, yeah.
When did it first start?
A long time ago. I grew up in Brick Lane. The bagel shop was part of life, going in there, and... yeah, it was always a dream of mine to have my own bagel shop one day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I went for it and I did it.
Amazing. So what are your earliest memories of getting a bagel? Was you how tall were you?
Oh, very small. Yeah, they opened in 1974 and I was just a toddler then. So from then on, really.
Skipping down the Brick Lane.
Yeah.
Go get one.
I was indeed.
So I've got memories of going in to see, going to comedy nights and stuff down Brick Lane and then going late at night, usually about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And even at that time, people are queuing around the corner.
They are still now, yeah. But that's really good because a lot of my customers, we get old East End that have moved to Essex now and they've got, I listen to their stories all the time about being in there in the middle of the night and after clubs and stuff. Yeah, so it's really nice to hear that.
Yeah, so you're bringing the taste of Brick Lane to Brentwood.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So we go to Brick Lane every morning and get the bagels fresh and bring them back to Brentwood and, yeah, sell them in Brentwood.
Amazing. So you're just off the high street?
I am, yeah. I'm in Roper's Yard, just behind Santander on the high street. So I'm not, you know, a bit off track, but...
findable. A little less bend up.
Yeah,
a little bit
of course,
exploring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sure regular listeners will probably already know.
I hope so.
How good they are. So you go, you get the freshly baked bagels in and then obviously fill them yourself?
Yeah, I do.
On location?
Yeah, I do the salt beef myself and all the fillings and, yeah, all the rest I do myself. But, yeah, the bagels are from Brick Lane.
Gorgeous. What's the most avant-garde filling you've experimented with that worked?
You'll be surprised at the things that people ask for. I mean, the most popular is obviously the salt beef and the salmon and cream cheese, those kind of things. But, yeah, people do like to mix it up a little bit with peanut butter and Marmite.
Whoa, that's an odd one. I can imagine that would work, though, actually.
Yeah, it's actually quite nice. I've tried it.
You must have times when people put in an order and you're like, yep, never considered that one before.
Yeah, no, all the time, yes. It's funny.
So is this a relatively new business? How long have we been going?
So I opened in 2020, 10 days before the first lockdown. So that was tough going.
Ooh, what a start.
Yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting, but it was good. And I worked through all the lockdowns and, you know, when you was allowed to sit in and not sit in, and I just went with all the rules and did everything that I could do to keep the business going, and thankfully it's still going. So
must have been a really strange time to start something new in those times when we were all kind of stuck at home and stuff.
But it was really scary. Yeah, it was scary wondering whether the business was going to survive it, but it did. And I've got a really good following of customers. So the support's unbelievable from the community. So I think that's what's kept it going, obviously.
Fantastic. That's what you need. I guess, really, you're one of the sort of local heroes that have been the place where people can go to escape during lockdown.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was definitely like that. People did look forward to doing something. And there was one point in lockdown that I just opened on Thursday to Sundays. And I know a lot of people were really... they'd look forward to a Thursday in lockdown because they knew the bagel shop was open and it was somewhere different to eat. And so, yeah, it used to get really busy.
Cure around the corner.
Yeah, not as much as Brick Lane, but yeah.
Wonderful. It sounds brilliant. So what can you give us a little taste of some of your favourite fillings? What do you have?
Oh, I love them all. I love all the fillings, but probably salmon and cream cheese is my favourite.
Yes, same. Oh, beautiful. Amazing. So you're based just around the corner. It's going well. Why do you love doing business in Brentwood particularly?
The people are really lovely. It's a really nice place to be. The feedback every day from my customers. You know, I've met so many people. Just having the shop, I've met so many lovely people, and it's just a lovely place to be. I've lived in Brentwood for 9 years now, and I just really love it.
That's what we like to hear. We'll stick you on the postcard now. Amazing stuff. So where can people find out more? Have you got a website and stuff like that?
I have an Instagram page, a Facebook page. Yeah, I have a website. So yeah, if you just Google Brentwood Bagels, you'll find me at 10 Roper's Yard. So big on social media.
Excellent, but obviously best to just pop in and witness what goes on there.
That'd be the best thing to do.
And we were talking off air, you've got a good playlist going on. Everyone always comments on the music.
I have indeed, yes. Everybody comments on how much they love the music in my shop. I am really into my music, and they love it.
A bagel and a bop along to whatever's playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Dancing around the shop, is that also a thing or not yet?
Not really.
No, we could make that a thing.
Maybe one day.
Wonderful stuff. So could you give us a quick plug of your social media handles so people can go and check you out there?
Yeah, so it's Brent, on Instagram, it's Brentwood Bagels. And I'm on Facebook as well, Brentwood Bagels. And you'll find me on both of those.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Bagel squeezy. That's a new phrase we've just invented on the radio. Great. So do you do sort of orders? Can people order a big lunch as well as just lunch for themselves?
Yeah, people come in for big orders, small orders, whatever. You know, I'm happy to help with whatever anybody wants.
Excellent. Big style catering. When we have the next Phoenix FM party, we'll be
yes,
down.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Jackie, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
I look forward to coming and enjoying a bagel soon.
Yes, please do.
I hear Madonna quite likes bagels.
Oh, does she now?
She once wrote a song about it and included it in the title.
Okay.
It goes like this. She dreamed of bagels, allegedly. Jackie, thank you. See you soon.
Oh, thank you.
Last night I dreamt of something.